And so trying to really come to grips with, well, what is meditation? You know, what is it that we're really trying to do when we're meditating? And what's been very helpful for me recently is that identifying three particular skills that we're trying to develop within meditation. So we're trying to develop the skill, the power of concentration, and we're trying to develop the skill of clarity, sensory clarity, and equanimity. So these are the three skills that, in a way of thinking about meditation, has really helped me. And in a way, even before you have those three, I'm not quite sure where this one fits, but there's the skill of actually stopping, actually getting to stop and sit on the cushion, or stop and take the breath, or stop. There's this kind of practice of stopping, which in itself, without that, you can't even start. So that, in a way, that is the particular skill in itself, stopping. So why do we want to develop this skill of being able to put our attention where we want it to be? And that could be anything. Traditionally, we think about the breath, but it could be anything. It could be listening to someone speaking. It could be doing the washing up. Can we bring our attention to bear and concentrate? What happens when we do that? Well, what happens when we develop the skill of being able to just put our mind where we want it to be is that gradually we stop being in the stream of unconsciously being driven by that momentum of survival, and we step back into choosing what it is we are going to place it on. And in doing that, it's very enjoyable. It's such a break, it's such a rest from this energy of striving, pushing, defending, that actually it allows the body to relax. So there's relaxation in the body that gets released when we're able to concentrate. And then there's a sense of well-being that can develop. So the skill of being able to concentrate, what it's aimed at doing is creating a quality of heart and mind, samadhi, quality of heart and mind, where the body can be relaxed and we can get sense of the body feeling enjoyable. You know, we get that sense of pleasure in the body. It's called priti. And emotionally, we get a sense of happiness, sukha. So the meditation practices, we're trying to create that experience, a different experience, a different physical experience, a different emotional experience of being. And that's the purpose of why we're trying to develop that concentration aspect. And in a way, you could think of all of that as stopping, and within our system of meditation, it's kind of called integration, the integration phase. And then once we've stopped and we're experiencing ourselves differently, there's the ability to look. Although they're not necessarily sequential, because the looking aspect, which is more in the kind of looking in order to find something new that we haven't really been able to see before, it's a process of sort of untangling our views, or untangling our emotional response to being able to see what's there. So if you think of things in a fixed way, so you think, oh, a problem family, you know, sometimes at work it's like, okay, this is a problem family. Well, what does that really mean? You know, if you unpack it, if you unpick it, if you pick it apart, you'll see, well, there's issues with mental health, there's issues with boundaries and behaviour, there's issues, there's all these different aspects of it. And if we pull them apart, then we can begin to address them. We can begin to see what's going on. And therefore, there's always a sense when we unpack something, there's always that sense of, ah, okay, now I see. There's that aha moment of when we've kind of untangled something and it's become clearer to us, and clear what it is our response to it can be. And then there's the experience of equanimity. And in equanimity, we're trying to develop an ability to be with experience without pulling on it and without pushing it away. It's kind of overall global experience where turning something, it's the same energy, but by being with it without turning away or grasping, the energy turns from being unpleasant and limiting to one of being maybe not pleasant, but at least there's a flavour of it being transformative and that's something that's easier to bear, easier to be with. So those are the kind of three things that our meditation practice is trying to develop. And those three things, we can develop them in other ways. We can pay attention and concentrate, develop that ability to concentrate in lots of different ways. You know, when we're walking, when we're listening, when we're cooking, you know, it's all about developing those skills. And for me, an inspiring thing is that we're actually looking for those skills to improve over time. It's like initially, if you can concentrate when you're sitting in an environment that's very conducive to concentration, then we can learn to do it there. And gradually we do it in more and more difficult places until eventually we'll be able to have that sense of concentration in quite complex settings, you know, kids coming at us, all the different settings, we're actually able to still sustain that sort of quality. That's just something that I found just really helpful in terms of what I'm trying to do when I'm meditating. And also then lifting it out of meditation and saying, okay, where can I and in what ways am I able to develop those skills at other times? Because that's just as legitimate. And also having short moments where we can develop those skills.